This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. India and New Zealand have signed 5 agreements in the fields of defence, education, sports, horticulture and forestry. Both sides also exchanged the Authorised Economic Operator Mutual Recognition Agreement. The two countries announced the launch of negotiations on a free trade agreement and negotiations on an arrangement facilitating the mobility of professionals and skilled workers. New Zealand has joined the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative and has become a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with his New Zealand counterpart, Christopher Luxon, in New Delhi yesterday. The discussions covered various aspects of India-New Zealand relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said they had detailed discussions on various aspects of the bilateral relationship and both sides decided to strengthen and institutionalize the defense and security partnership. He said that along with joint exercises, training and port visits, a roadmap will be prepared for mutual cooperation in the defense industry. In Maharashtra, tensions between two groups broke out last evening in the Mahal area of central Nagpur. Rumours about the alleged vandalism of religious symbols led to communal tensions between the two groups, resulting in stone pelting and the burning of vehicles by some anti-social mob. Police forces deployed for controlling the riot used tear gas shells and cane charge to disperse the mob in Chitnis Park and Mahal areas. Cyber teams searched CCTV footage and police also did the combing operation to arrest about 15 anti-social elements involved in violence clashes. Union Minister Nitin Gadkari and Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis have appealed to the people not to believe in rumours and to maintain peace and harmony. Nagpur Police Commissioner Dr. Ravinder Singhal has imposed Section 144 in the Mahal area of Nagpur to restore law and order. Additional police personnel and a team from SPRF have also been deployed to keep the situation under control. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has joined the social media platform Truth Social. This is a medium that is frequently used by US President Donald Trump. In his post, Mr. Modi said he's delighted to be on Truth Social. The Prime Minister said he's looking forward to interacting with all the passionate voices on the platform and engaging in meaningful conversations in the times to come. In another post, Mr. Modi thanked US President Donald Trump for sharing his podcast on Truth Social. The Prime Minister said he has covered a wide range of topics, including his life journey, India's civilizational outlook, global issues and more. Earlier yesterday, President Trump had posted PM Modi's podcast with Lex Fridman on his Truth Social platform. All banks will remain open for transactions on 31st March this year, despite it being a public holiday, to provide convenience to taxpayers. In a notification, Reserve Bank said that necessary arrangements have been made to conduct special clearing operations across the country to facilitate the accounting of government receipts and payments in the current financial year itself. In Punjab, a 4-member special investigation team, SIT, has questioned former Revenue Minister Bikram Singh Majithia for 8 hours in Patiala yesterday in a drugs-related case registered against him and 3 others under Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act, NDPS, in December 2021. U.S. Intelligence Chief Tulsi Gabbard said that United States is deeply concerned about persistent persecution of religious minorities in the country, including Hindus in Bangladesh. Speaking in an interview to a private channel, the U.S. National Intelligence Chief was critical of the crumbling situation in Bangladesh and highlighted the Trump administration's firm resolve in tackling the extremist forces. In Kabaddi World Cup 2025, both the Indian men's and women's teams will be in action this evening in Wolverhampton, England. The women's team will lock horns with Wales from Group D at 5:30 p.m. IST, while the men's team will take on Scotland from Group B at 10:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.